Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We are powered up and ready to go for this week 15 edition of Jumping the Gun. It is powered by Patterson Square Garden. Along with Daniel, I'm Derek Gunn. And wow, as we head into week number 15, boy, you talk about a stumbling block. But before we get to week 15, let's take a quick look back, because I know Daniel cannot wait to talk about week number 14. He is gloating because why, Daniel? Take it away.
Because I finally got off the losing streak. I got the win. This past week, I went 10-4. You went 8-6. Solid week for both of us, but honestly, if I'm being honest, I'm kind of surprised that I won. Last week, there was so many weird things happening in games with like Lamar Jackson getting hurt, players coming in and out, and we're going to talk about this a little bit with the games coming up this week. But hey, I got the win, so that's all that counts at the end of the day.
Yeah, whatever. All right, as we look ahead to week number 15, the dark cloud hovering over the league right now is COVID. On Monday, a record number 37 players tested positive for COVID. As of Wednesday, the day we are recording this Jumping the Gun, more than 25 more players have been added to the COVID list, and no team more decimated by COVID than the Washington football team, that which we will talk about a little bit later on. But it's going to be even trickier now to try to pick teams this week, because so many teams are affected by COVID. As a matter of fact, 7 teams are now in the enhanced COVID protocol, which means they have an abundance of players on the COVID list right now. So Daniel, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we'll just spin the wheel and give it a shot. So let's go through week number 15.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of weird results this week, but we'll try to predict as best as we can. We had the Chiefs on Thursday night playing the Chargers in Los Angeles. The Chiefs are getting 3 points in L.A.
Wow, what a game that should be. Chiefs trying to control the AFC West. They are on a six-game winning streak. The Chargers are right behind them, one game back in a very tight division, up and down from first place to last place in that division. The Chiefs, I tell you what, the one thing that was killing the Chiefs was their defense. The last 6 games, the defense has been giving up less than 15 points a game. So the defense, whatever the reason, has turned it around. I think this is going to be one of those shootouts of the OK Corral. I'm going to take the Chiefs at home with the points.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs at home also with the points. This is a huge game for the Chargers. It could end up being a statement win. I think it's going to be this is going to end up being a very close game. But I do trust the Chiefs a little bit more than I trust the Chargers right now. Chargers have been playing great as of late, but as we know with the Chargers over the past few years, you never know which Chargers team is going to show up. This is a huge game. The Chargers are a young team, so I'm going to take the Chiefs here on the road. Next, we're moving to Saturday games now. This week we have 2 Saturday games. We have the Raiders at the Browns. The Raiders are getting 1.5 points on the road in Cleveland.
Well, this is going to be an interesting game because Baker Mayfield is one of those players in COVID protocol right now. And, of course, Jarvis Landry is also in COVID protocol for the Browns as well. Wow. You know, the Raiders are at the bottom of the heap in the AFC West. You know, they're trying to work their way up the ladder. The Browns are tied for second place with Cincinnati, and they're both one game behind Baltimore in that division. No Baker Mayfield. Browns still have a lot of talent. It's almost like a coin flip, but because the Raiders are so desperate, I'm going to pick the Raiders in this game.
All right. Well, this is the beginning of a lot of who knows what's going to happen games. I'm going to go with the Browns. I don't really have a reason for this pick. Case Keenum could end up being the starting quarterback. I just feel like the Browns, that was a big win for them against the Ravens. I feel like the Raiders, as I said last week, everything that's happened to them so far this year has finally starting to catch up with them and their performance on the field. I think the Raiders are going to start to pack it in for the season, and I'm going with the Browns, who are still trying to fight for a playoff spot. Next on Saturday, we have the Patriots at the Colts. The Colts are getting 2.5 points in Indianapolis.
It's amazing how 2 months ago, nobody was really talking about the Patriots. But since they've won their last 7 straight, and they are now up in the AFC West by 2 games over Buffalo, everybody's talking about the Patriots now as being a favorite to go to the Super Bowl. You know, Mac Jones has been playing better and better every week. Bill Belichick has a Cheshire Cat grin on his face because he's got a quarterback. More importantly, he's got a defense that's been balling out lately. I'm going to take the Patriots. I think the Colts have a good team. I think the Colts could pull this game off. The Colts are just as desperate. You know, they're 2 games behind Tennessee in the AFC South. But for some reason, Carson Wentz will find a way to lose this game for him. Yeah, I'm going to blame it on Carson Wentz. Yes, I am. So I'm going to take the Patriots on the road right now.
It's funny you say that 2 months ago, nobody was talking about the Patriots. You could say the same thing about the Colts. I mean, the Colts are finally above 500. I'm going to take the Colts here. Jonathan Taylor is making a case for Offensive Player of the Year. He's been unstoppable. I feel like whenever the Colts need something to get going, they just give the ball to Jonathan Taylor behind that great offensive line, and he just finds a way to get it done. So I'm going with the Colts here. I think it's in Indianapolis. I'm taking the home team. I think the Patriots' winning streak comes to an end here. Now moving over to Sunday, we have the Panthers at the Bills. The Bills are getting 10.5 points in Buffalo.
Man, I can't figure out the Buffalo Bills, man. I really can't. I thought this was the year for them to shine. They've lost their last 2 games. They're slowly fading in the AFC East. I don't know. I don't know about this team, but I think this is the one game where they can get it back on track to keep themselves in that playoff conversation. So I'm going to take Buffalo in this game. I got to take Buffalo in this game. I believe in Sean McDermott this week.
Yeah, they lost 2 straight games. But if you really look at those games, 2 very winnable games. I mean, you get Tom Brady, and they get both Bill Belichick and Tom Brady back-to-back weeks. How funny is that? They get Bill Belichick running the ball all over them last week in what I still consider to be a little bit of a fluke type of game. And then you have Tom Brady doing Tom Brady things to you. So I don't think there's really much you could do about that, especially with a secondary where you have Tre'Davious White, who's out for the year. But I'm taking the Bills here. I don't think the Bills are in as much trouble as a lot of people do. I think they can get back in shape. And I do trust the talent offensively. So I'm taking the Bills here with the 10.5 points. Next, we have the Cardinals at the Lions. The Cardinals are getting 13 points on the road in Detroit.
Man, I tell you what, the Cardinals shocked me by losing that game to San Francisco and the manner in which they lost that game. They could have won that game. They at least could have tied it, sent it overtime. But man, that last drive they had, where they were discombobulated. Nobody knew what they were doing. The offensive line looked out of sync. And so now Arizona's got to regroup. But I think considering who they're playing, I don't think there's any way they go into Detroit and lose that game.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Cardinals... I'm picking the Cardinals here with the points. But I think this week is going to get overshadowed a little bit with the loss of DeAndre Hopkins for the rest of the regular season with, a knee injury.
Yep.
They're looking to... They think they can get him back by the time of the playoffs. But, man, this team really needed that number one seed. Playing at home for that team is a big advantage. I don't really know if this team wants to go to Green Bay in the middle of January. I don't think that suits this team very well. I'm picking the Cardinals here, but that's a big loss for the Cardinals and DeAndre Hopkins for the rest of the regular season. Next, we have the Jets at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are getting 10 points at home in Miami.
Well, the Dolphins, wow, they've won 5 straight. They're hanging on by a thread. They're still one game below sea level, but more importantly, they're still in the playoff conversation. Brian Flores has them playing much better football as of late. I don't see any way, shape, or form they lose this game. I think they win this game big and cover the spread.
Yeah, this is Brian Flores has been looking forward all week to get to play against this Jets offense that can't get anything together going against a normal defense, let alone the Dolphins defense, which has been playing amazing over this 5-game winning streak. I feel like about a month ago, somebody told the Dolphins and the Colts that they don't have their first round pick this coming year. And all of a sudden, both of the teams realized that there's no reason to lose these games, and they just both turned it on. So I'm taking the Dolphins here with the points. The Jets are just dead in the water. They couldn't beat the Saints at home against Taysom Hill. It's not looking good for the Jets, and it's about that same time of year where we always begin to write off the Jets. So going with the Dolphins here. Next, we have the Cowboys at the Giants. The Cowboys are getting 10.5 points in New York.
Well, Dallas finally got it back on track. They've won 2 in a row now. Their offense is still struggling, and Dak Prescott is not being as efficient with the ball as we're accustomed to seeing him being. But then again, the Giants are the Giants. Giants have lost 2 in a row. We still don't know the status of Daniel Jones yet. He's missed the last couple of games with an injury. The Cowboys, they're up by 3 games in the NFC East on both Washington and Philadelphia. They know they need to close this thing out early and worry more so about positioning and seeding the last few games. I think Dallas wins this game with the points.
I agree. There's nothing really much to this. Mike Glennon looks like he's going to be the starter this coming week for the Giants. We still don't know about Daniel Jones, but if that's the case, either way, honestly, I'm taking the Cowboys here with the points. The Cowboys put a beat down against the Washington team, and a team that really needed that win, and they just made it look easy. The game was never close. So, I'm taking the Cowboys here against the Giants. Next, we have the Titans at the Steelers. The Titans are getting 1.5 points in Pittsburgh.
Well, Steelers are on the ropes. They're at 500, you know, at 6-6-1. The Titans, they're trying to hold that 2-game lead at least over the Colts. Pittsburgh has some issues. They have not played consistent football all season long. They lost their last outing. Everybody's talking about Ben Roethlisberger needs to hang it up. What's the matter with the defense? The defense has been a sieve. Hasn't played Steeler-type football. But, man, this is a tough one. Wow, this is one of those games you go, ooh, what do you do here? You know, Tennessee has played fairly well, but they're still not the same team without Derrick Henry back there. I'm going to take the Titans on the road. I'm not a big Ryan Tannehill fan, but I'm going to take the Titans on the road in this game.
Yeah, this is a tough game. The Steelers look like they're down, and they've been letting teams run all over them. I mean, Dalvin Cook just made it look easy last week against the Steelers defense. And we're not used to seeing the Steelers defense give up that many big plays. But man, this Titans team without Derrick Henry, it's tough. They do have Julio Jones, so I'm going to go with the Titans. But I don't feel confident with this pick. This game can go either way. And it honestly wouldn't surprise me if the Steelers win this game and keep hanging around in that playoff conversation. They just don't go away. I mean, the second you think they're down and out, they come back. But I am going to take the Titans in this game. Next, we have probably the worst game of the week. We have the Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are getting 3.5 points at home, for what it's worth.
What a dog of a game this one is. Man, you talk about two teams going nowhere fast. Jacksonville has 2 wins, and the Texans have 2 wins. They're both 2-11 in the same division. This is the battle to stay out of the basement in the AFC South. I like the Texans just a little bit better than I like the Jaguars in this game, so I'm going to take Houston in this game.
Oh, man. I'm also taking Houston, and I don't feel good. I don't ever feel good about taking Houston. Did you hear the report that came out from the ex-kicker of the Jaguars, Josh Lambeau, said that Urban Meyer kicked him in practice?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Before the season. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Jacksonville. after the last game, they asked Urban Meyer about one of the players and if he was going to see an increased role or what the plan was with him. And he said that he thought he saw more snaps this week than he did the week before. Turns out that that player that he was talking about actually didn't play in the game at all. So so I don't know what's going on in Jacksonville. I don't think Urban Meyer is going to last very long, honestly.
No.
But with all of that going around them right now, I'm going with the Texans. This doesn't feel great, but Tyrod Taylor, find a way to get the win this week, I guess. Anyway, on to some more real games. We have the Bengals at the Broncos. The Broncos are getting 2.5 points in Denver.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, the Broncos are the Bengals favorite.
Are the favorites over Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I don't care. You know, they're both in third place in their division, although Cincinnati is tied with Cleveland for second place. But it's something about Joe Burrow, and when they turn it on, man, they can be lethal. The Bengals remind me a lot of the Chargers. When their game is on, they are lethal. And so with that said, I'm taking the Bengals on the road. They're going to Denver. I don't trust Teddy Bridgewater one iota. Denver has some great offensive weapons, but I don't think they have the right quarterback. So I'm going to take Joe Burrow and all those guys that are going to Denver and get it done.
I completely agree. And that was a great that's a great analogy between two teams. The Bengals are very similar to the Chargers in the way that some weeks they'll just fumble the bag completely. And you never understand how they can lose some of the games the way they do. I mean, the Bengals lost to the Jets this year, which I still don't understand. But yeah, I'm taking the Bengals here on the road against the Broncos. I hope this Bengals team can find its way into the playoffs. This is a very fun team to watch, and I'd love to see them in a playoff game. I think that would be very fun to watch. Next, we have the Falcons at the Niners. The Niners are getting 9 points at home in San Francisco.
Yeah, that sounds about right. The Niners know what they need to do. San Francisco, big win for them on the road. They just have to. San Francisco's one of those teams, they have the talent to do it, but you don't know what they're going to do week in and week out. But in this particular case, you know, Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, all those guys, they know what's at stake. I'm taking the Niners in this game.
I'm also taking the Niners. And, man, last week, it felt like George Kittle has just recently gone into a whole different zone that he's been in earlier this year. He looks like the George Kittle of old that was going crazy when they were going to the Super Bowl. Whenever Garoppolo gets in trouble, he just looks to 85 and he bails him out 99% of the time. And this Juwan Jennings has been playing great as of late as well. Rookie wide receiver. And I mean, this Niners team, they find a way to get it done. They're a run-first team. They put Deebo Samuel all over the field. So they just have – there's a lot of stuff that you need to look for with this offense. And Kyle Shanahan is on a hot streak. He's pushing all the right buttons at the right time. This Niners team is kind of scary. And I didn't believe in them early in the season. So I'm going to take them here against the Falcons with the points. Next, we have a divisional matchup between the Seahawks and the Rams. The Rams are getting 4.5 points in Los Angeles.
Seahawks and the Rams. Rams, man, what a win they got in Arizona. They got their revenge on Kyler Murray and those guys. Seahawks, well, they're playing better football, but this season is basically over for the Seahawks. They're just playing out the season. Although they are not mathematically eliminated, they've won their last two games. Russell Wilson seems to be coming back to form. But I can't take Seattle in this game. There's no way I'm taking Seattle. I don't care if they – it's you said Seattle's at home? Yeah,
no,
I can't.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay. Yep. Yeah, there's no question I'm taking the Rams. Rams know what's at stake here. I'm taking the Rams.
Yep, I agree. Again, I'm taking the Rams here. Odell Beckham looks like he's getting comfortable in this offense. And Matt Stafford finally getting off of his cold streak. He stopped turning the ball over as he had that streak with throwing pick sixes. He looks like the Matt Stafford that we saw early in the season. He looks comfortable again. I'm taking the Rams here, and I think they're going to go into the playoffs with a little bit of a hot streak.
So yeah, but we should also note Odell Beckham's in COVID protocol.
That's
now.
That's true.
So he's probably not even playing this week.
What's interesting about that is now how does that also affect the Cardinals? I mean, that Monday night game, you got players that are going into COVID protocol all over the place. So that being said, I still trust the Rams over the Seahawks. But I do like this Rams team going forward. Next, we have the Packers at the Ravens. The Packers are getting 6.5 points in Baltimore.
Yeah, the big key there is will Lamar Jackson play or not with that ankle sprain? He didn't finish out a game last week. The Ravens, man, they continue to be decimated by injuries. Now they're down their top cornerback as well. They're down three running backs. They're hurt across the board. Aaron Rodgers has his team balling. So whatever the case may be, as banged up as Green Bay is, they're missing three or four Pro Bowlers on both sides of the ball. But it's been a next man up mentality for Green Bay. Rasul Douglas, of all people, who was on a scrap heap. He couldn't last in Philadelphia. He couldn't last in Carolina. He couldn't even get on the 53-man squad in Arizona. Green Bay picks him up off the scrap heap, and he's had back-to-back games where he's had pick sixes, and he has helped solidify the back end of that defense while their top cornerback, Zaire Alexander, continues to be out with that shoulder injury. But I think Green Bay's rolling right now. Aaron Rodgers is on a mission, whether or not this is his last season of Green Bay or not. Green Bay right now controls the top seed in the NFC. They're not about to let that slip away in Baltimore this week.
I agree. I'm taking the Packers here with the points. This is catching the Ravens at a bad time. But honestly, it's been a bad time for the Ravens most of the season with these injuries. But I mean, Lamar Jackson with a bum ankle, that's a tough injury for a quarterback as mobile as him to come back from and to be at 100%. Like you said, the Packers, they've been on a roll. It looked for a second that the Bears were going to make a game out of that, going up early in that Sunday night game. And then the Packers just flipped the switch and they put up 45 points against that Bears, the Bears defense. I'm taking the Packers here with the points. Rough time for Baltimore to have to play against Cleveland last week with Lamar Jackson getting hurt and then have to face the Packers this week. That's not a good look. Next, we have the Saints at the Bucs on Sunday night. The Bucs are getting 11 points in Tampa.
You know, in recent years, that used to be a game everybody looked forward to. Drew Brees against Tom Brady. Drew Brees no longer there. Saints no longer play the way they're capable of playing. They do get Alvin Kamara back again, and they claim he'll make a big difference in their offense, which he will. I don't think he'll make enough of a difference in this game. Great divisional history between these two, but right now, Tampa Bay has the distinct advantage over that squad. I'm taking Tampa Bay with the Bucks in this, with the points in this game.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much to this. The Bucks are a team looking to get the number one seed in the NFC, and the Saints, they're trying to play spoiler, but even with that, I don't think they have enough to get it done in Tampa Bay. I'm taking Tom Brady to keep it rolling, and I think that fight with between the Bucks and the Packers for that number one seed is going to go on one more week. Monday night now, we have the Vikings at the Bears. The Vikings are getting 3.5 points in Chicago.
Well, the Bears put up a good showing against Green Bay for 30 minutes, but as you know, it's a 60-minute football game. The Vikings, I still can't figure this team out. They're up 1 week, down the next week, up 1 week, down the next week. They won their last game. They're on a one-game winning streak. They're not going to catch Green Bay. They're behind Green Bay by four games with four to play. Green Bay wins one more game. They wrap up the division. Minnesota's still very much in the playoff picture. They're one of five teams in the NFC with identical 6-7 records. I'm going to take the Vikings in this one. It's not a sure pick, but I'm going to take the Vikings here.
I'm going to be honest. I'm getting a little tired of seeing the Bears on national television.
Same here.
I feel like it's every week, and every week they're just getting trounced on by a new opponent. I'm taking the Vikings here. I think they run through the Bears. But honestly, like before the season, they knew what the Bears weren't good last year. Why are they getting so many nationally televised games here at the end of the season? It's been rough to watch. But anyway, I'm taking the Vikings here. I think they're still pushing for that that wild card spot. Next we have the Washington football team at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are getting 7 points at home in Philly.
Washington is only seven. You consider, I expect that point spread to go up. When you consider Washington is probably the most devastated team because of COVID, they now have 18 players on the COVID list, and that includes five of their top six defensive linemen who are on the COVID protocol now. The Eagles lead the league in rushing at 160 yards per game. Washington's defense is number five against the run, giving up less than 94 yards a game. But considering how devastated Washington is with this COVID protocol, first of all, I'm shocked they're even going to play the game. We still don't know the status of Jalen Hurts right now. When he spoke to the media on Wednesday, he said he's going to try to play. So it could be a Gardner Minshew all over again if Jalen's ankle is not, that high ankle sprain is not healed up yet. But because Washington is so devastated, and right now Washington controls that seventh playoff spot, I think they lose control of it this week here in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, I'm also taking the Eagles. But, I mean, one of the biggest players that might not even play for Washington is Terry McLaurin. I mean, Terry McLaurin, not even in COVID protocol, but he's still in concussion protocol. So he's still questionable. They haven't cleared him yet. And we all know Terry McLaurin, when he circles those games against the Eagles every year, because he always seems to just ball out against us. So I feel like until Terry McLaurin, if they declare him out, I'm not counting this Washington football team out just yet. I've seen what he could do to an Eagles defense, so I'm not 100% confident yet. And like you said, we don't even know who's gonna end up being quarterback for the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles. I really hope they get this done. I mean, this is a huge game, and it's only going to get more difficult from here, having to go into Washington in a couple weeks after this.
If the Eagles find a way to blow this game, with Washington being so decimated by COVID, the walls of Philadelphia are going to come crumbling down, and people are going to be screaming at this team for losing to a team that's limping in here. Right now, it's 18 players. We don't know how many of those might test negative before Sunday, but still right now, 18 players. That's a huge number and a huge deficit to overcome. So Philadelphia, you know what's at stake here, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Gardner Minshew under center, you know what you got to do. No Quez Watkins. Quez Watkins is in COVID protocol as well, but they don't throw him the ball much anyway. So I'm going to stick with the Eagles. The point spread you said is 7 right now. I expect it to be up by 9 or 10 by the weekend.
Well, it's funny you say that the Eagles need to get this one done, especially because of how decimated the Washington football team is. But isn't this wouldn't this be the type of game that the Eagles find a way to lose? I mean, I just feel like when the odds are completely stacked in the Eagles' favor, that's when they crumble. I feel like they need to be the underdog to finally wake up. So I'm taking the Eagles, but you never know with us.
Well, there you have it, the week number 15 picks in the National Football League. Of course, we'll be back next week to recap what has happened in a COVID-decimated week and see who survived and who it did not. And as they continue to jockey for a position, of course, we will update the playoff positioning as well. So until next time, for my man Daniel Shabazi and I'm Derek Gunn, this has been Jumping the Gun. So long, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.